Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning. Have any questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to talk about? Almost anything. I mean, not anything, but within reason, of course. 785-537-1350. And I am here with USD 383 school board member Pat Hudgens and Lacey Sell, the Executive Director of Teaching and Learning for the district. Welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Hope you guys had a good 4th of July. Do anything cool? Just go to Wamego? Do anything?
I went and watched the fireworks last night.
In Wamego?
Yes, I did.
What's your review?
My favorite. Oh, those are, they're tops. They're tops. I say they are the best around.
I have teenage boys, so there were fireworks in my backyard.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't have to go anywhere.
Everybody still has all their digits and all that?
Yes. That was the only rule from their dad.
Well, very, very good. Well, we have school board meeting tonight,
yes,
right?
Yes. Back to back.
How are we looking for tonight? What's going to be the big items?
Oh, wow. Our big items are our annual duty appointments, and that's just a long list of reappointing our different directors. Basically, it's just focusing on who's the director of the different areas. So that's one of the big things, and it's just a lot of reading of the duties. So that's a really, really big thing. We're going to talk a little bit about a door replacement at Lee Elementary School. Just looking at security, I guess, in the future as we move forward. And back to school.
I
hate to say that word.
Yes, so it is July. Right around the corner.
But that's pretty much where we're looking at.
Speaking of back to school, we would like to reiterate that our online registration and payment will be available beginning on Monday, July 10th. Instructions will be emailed to all current USD 383 parents later this week. So also we're going to have central enrollment. That's going to be Friday, July 28th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Manhattan High School West Campus. And, just hard to believe that it's already time to be getting ready for the 17-18 school year. So
just a few weeks, really, for people to relax a little bit more.
It's July, and it's so funny. I know Pat's heard this as well. People say, you work during the summer? What do you do during the summer? Oh, my goodness. Come and see us anytime, and we'll be very happy to show you. You know, we're closing out one fiscal year with one foot in that year and our other foot in the upcoming year, and just lots and lots of stuff going on. One thing that, Pat, if I may,
yes,
I'd like to brag a little bit. And
I can brag on you, too. Because
give kudos where kudos are due in regards to our Summer STEM Institute. This was held on the campus of K-State the entire month of June with about 320 fifth through eighth grade USD 383 students, in addition to numerous 383 staff and the College of Education staff, as well as student interns, student interns who will be doing their student teaching coming up soon. And so our kids really get a lot of one-on-one individual instruction per se, because they have not only the 383 staff and the college staff, but also the student interns. We were able to showcase with a culminating event at the K-State Student Ballroom last Friday. It's been a holiday, hasn't it? So everything is running
Everything's
together.
Messed up.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. But just what an awesome, awesome opportunity for our kids. We offered 21 different classes, and they went for 4 weeks, but the students changed classes every 4 weeks. So you might have had CSI 1 week where they did a lot of work on campus, but then also huge thanks to the RCPD and the Manhattan Fire Department because they got to go to different labs and be involved with hands-on work there. And then there was a class, Rocking and Rolling Roller Coasters, where they built all kinds of roller coasters. There was a City of Minecraft, just on and on and on, robotics. And so it's really unique because the kids get to change every week. So it's just not one class. But anyway, we had this awesome, awesome showcase at the K-State Student Ballroom and had lots of kids bring their families and their parents and their siblings. And it was so awesome. When we started, we envisioned it like a big, massive science fair. And what was so unique, we asked everyone to be there at 8, and then we opened it for the community at 9. And just within that first hour, if nobody would have came, it would have been great PD, professional development, for our staff because they got to go around and see what has occurred within the other classes. I had one teacher that's been involved with Summer STEM for, I believe, 7 years, and he said that this was the first time ever that he has been able to see what other classes have done. So for that fact alone, we appreciate K-Man coming over and doing a quick radio interview and advertising for us because we just had an absolutely outstanding, outstanding turnout. We're unique to have the Summer STEM that comes off of a Department of Defense Education Act grant that will be wrapping up, concluding next summer. However, super proud of the entire team, how well they have budgeted and been fiscally responsible in regards to expenditures. So we're going to be able to continue for at least 2, 3, 4 more years. So that was always been a concern to have this awesome, awesome opportunity for kids that's in partnership with the College of Ed through K-State, and we don't want to let that go. So we're looking for every avenue we can for sustainment. And that was just a piece of the showcase on Friday. So huge, huge thank you to all of our staff, rather 383 or from the university and our kiddos and our community. Numerous community members came out just to look and see what it's all about. So my mouth hurt so bad that day just from grinning and talking. And I just stood in awe. You know, it was funny because when I first met, especially with the student interns, I said, I'm not a big planner. I believe in things just unfolding and happening. And I said, you probably know as much about this right now as I do. And that was my cue to them to dream big and go after it and be creative, not only step outside of the box, but step really far from the box. And wow, impressive. Pat, what do you?
I could diddle everything that she just said. I came over, invited some coworkers to come. I was on the elevator with a mom whose picture happened to be in the paper. And I said, oh, are you coming to the showcase? And she just grinned. She said, yes. My son said, we've got to come. I'm meeting my husband here. There were grandparents there, lots of grandparents, lots of siblings, because the kids were so proud to show all the things that they had done for the last 4 weeks of the summer. I heard parents say that their kids were like, you're going to make me do this, or why do I have to go? But once they got there, I'm telling you, they couldn't wait to get back the next day, the next week, and change. But the showcase was the first time of just an awesome, awesome way to show just a sampling, because you just couldn't get the big picture of everything, but it was an awesome opportunity. And I just want to thank Lacey and the team who dreamed that big to put it out there for the world to see it and put and experience it hands on. I flew a drone. That was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Brady Bowman here with USD 383 school board member Pat Hudgens and Lacey Sells, the executive director of teaching and learning for the district. Any questions, comments, praise, whatever it may be, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And you're right. I mean, people do really light up with that stuff because it's that hands-on sort of learning that I think a lot of people are just craving.
That's, you know, a big push in education right now. And while we have what we know as the College and Career Readiness Standards in Kansas that we are to adhere to, there's also a big emphasis of kids being involved in projects and personalized learning and differentiation and just whatever it basically takes for kiddos to learn. Of course, as I just mentioned, we still have to adhere to the standards, but, you know, it's up to the teacher with the creativity of how they teach and how they infuse the content that they do. So Dr. Lori Goodson, she is a professor on staff there with the College of Ed, and we jokingly almost every other day talked about the school that we would like to build that does this year-round. We would still maintain our standards within the content, but it would just, it's about hands-on learning and the inquiry-based where kiddos are learning at their own level in regards to how they best learn. I could just go on and on and on. Yeah. So.
Yes. And it's very diverse, too. I mean, like you said, all sorts of stuff, some CSI sort of, sort of things, robotics, drones.
It reaches every kid where they are, and that's the part that we like about it. From geocaching, I don't want to start naming things.
And the drones and the spheros. I can't forget that we added the arts this year. And so we have one of the graphic designers at K-State that's going to be working with a new logo in terms of STEAM. So it'll be science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And that's a big emphasis nationwide to include the arts. So we had a writing class for 2 weeks. And then probably one of our most engaging classes was our music. And it was music using STEM is cool, I think. Oh my goodness, these kids made the most incredible instruments out of everyday things. Kleenex box, cereal box, paper towel holder, rubber bands, napkins, you name it. Oh, there was the milk jug that they made as a saxophone.
Oh, interesting.
Then they put on a little mini concert for their class.
So it's just get rid of the walls and the barriers. And, you know, education is to be about learning and to have fun while you are learning. Yes, we have to adhere to every requirement and standard and expectation, not only at the local level within, you know, our USD 383 Board of Education, but what the state expects and you know, holds us to. But boy, howdy, we had a lot of fun with our Summer STEM Institute. And just, you know, it's a community effort. I've always believed that the school's the community is the school. And just amazing, absolutely amazing. It's fun to dream and step back and let it happen and then clap and hug and cheer and smile and grin and praise and start planning again for the next year. I sat down that afternoon and started our notes, you know, things we could have tweaked and done. So, yeah, just awesome.
Sounds like a great program. You talk about building those instruments. I mean, what kind of a perfect marriage when you got the arts? And there's engineering involved with that, too.
Yes.
So there's all sorts of things of how that works. All right. Well, unless you guys have anything else, we got Melissa Lindenberger coming up with American Red Cross. And Shelley Schottler will also close out the hour, but we'll give you opportunity in case there's anything else you guys had on your minds. Pat, I was wondering how Trevor's doing actually this summer. I know he's in Salina and had a good showing in Salina a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, he did. Thank you so much for covering that. He's working out. He's working out and trying to stay in shape so that he's ready to go. He won't have to report until August. But he's excited. He is excited for the next journey, part of his journey.
Are you ready? Are you ready for him to take that step? Or
yet? Oh, yes. Yeah. Good kid. I will really, really miss him being around. But it's time to kind of push him out and let him fulfill some of his dreams. And thank you so much for asking. Thanks again.
We've enjoyed watching him play. That's for sure.
Brady, if I may, real quick, just I want to reiterate again that our online registration and payment, meaning online payment, will be starting on Monday, July 10th. Our current USD 383 parents will be emailed the instructions. And then there is also going to be information relayed on social media, on our website, Facebook, Twitter, Central enrollment, Friday, July 28th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That'll be the exact same thing it's always been. Registration, payments, transportation, and food service. Kiddos can get their parking permits, activity tickets, all that good stuff. And then last but not least, the first day of school is Wednesday, August 16th with a half day. Bring on the kids.
Yes. Can I say one more thing? Is this is our first year for the registration where the payment can be done.
Yes, that
online.
Is correct.
So
from
you
the
know,
comfort of your own home.
From the comfort of your own home. But you can still come to Central Enrollment if you need to make contact with services that you didn't figure out something online. But that payment piece is the piece that we added this year, and we are excited because people have been asking for a long time.
Yes. Yep.
It makes things easier. It does. Well, Pat, Lacey, thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. Lots of good stuff
yes,
this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back more in focus on News Radio KMAN. Okay,